Have you ever stood at a crossroads paralyzed by the weight of your own potential? That moment when you realize you've been living someone else's version of your life, following rules you never agreed to, chasing dreams that never felt quite right? Nearly a billion people have typed, "What is my purpose?" into search engines, revealing our collective hunger for meaning. This isn't just existential curiosity, it's the soul's way of demanding attention. Drawing from conversations with visionaries ranging from Elizabeth Gilbert to Jay-Z, spiritual teachers to business leaders, this exploration reveals a liberating truth. Discovering your calling isn't about finding something external, it's about recognizing what's been within you all along. Transformation isn't a single dramatic moment, it's a continuous spiral. Sue Monk Kidd describes it perfectly. One self dies while another is born, following nature's pattern of seed, sprout, and flower. Think of a caterpillar dissolving completely inside its cocoon before emerging as a butterfly. That messy, uncertain middle phase? That's where most of us live. Here's the revolutionary part. You don't need to pause your life while healing from wounds. Recovery and discovery happen simultaneously. Even in your most unconscious moments, you're evolving. Life continually presents questions that ask, are you living authentically or are you performing? Purpose evolves throughout your life while your core gifts remain constant. A talent for storytelling might manifest as bedtime tales to your children, later as mentoring colleagues, eventually as writing that postponed memoir. The gift stays the same, only its expression changes. Here's the liberating truth. If you have life, you have purpose. Your unique calling reveals itself when you're expressing yourself in ways that make you lose track of time, when you're rested, peaceful, and full of compassion. When you clear your mind of guilt, shame, worry, and busyness, ideas emerge naturally. Remember Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz? Glinda reveals Dorothy always had the power to return home, but had to learn it for herself. We already know our path back to ourselves. As one civil rights leader confessed, "I used to think I was waiting on God to tell me where he wants me to go, but I've come to understand it's not that God's not talking to me, I just haven't been listening." True success isn't about bank account zeros, it's the contentment and self-respect from living your truth. This principle guided a journey from 50 cent per hour babysitting to extraordinary wealth, achieved precisely because money was never the focus. Legendary actress Cicely Tyson had a simple decision-making process. When I read a script, either my skin tingles or my stomach churns. Tingling means I must do it, churning means I cannot. She refused to work solely for money, prioritizing peace of mind over riches. The myth of scarcity, the unconscious assumption of not enough, affects everything from time to love to self-worth, creating tremendous anxiety. A best-selling author whose book spent 119 weeks on the list was devastated when it dropped off. Having forgotten her original intention wasn't creating a bestseller, but speaking to women's hearts. Our greatest wound is being rejected for our authentic selves, causing us to hide parts of ourselves to gain approval. The real journey involves reconnecting with your essence and reclaiming all your disowned aspects. As a Buddhist teacher wisely noted, if you were to meditate for 20 years, this is where you'd finally get to. Just be yourself, but be all of you. Your fears, anger, and shame aren't monsters to slay. They're frightened parts of yourself needing comfort. One writer discovered her demons were just the orphaned, fearful parts of me throwing temper tantrums. She learned to say, "I love you, fear. I love you, anger, shame, failure. You're all part of me." When mental chatter begins, most people lean into the noise and fight. Instead, relax and lean away, create space and let it pass through. Letting go of fear isn't letting go of life. It's learning to interface with life in a wholesome, participatory way. Consider being nominated for 7 major awards and losing them all, a phenomenon that became getting India Ari. Yet this apparent failure became a breakthrough when people showed compassion and album sales soared. The lesson? Self-worth is a sacred space to cultivate. Shift your language from problems to possibilities, from doubt to what-if questions. What if all my needs were met? What if everything is working for my good? The truth about shadow beliefs like I'm not good enough, the solution isn't resisting these beliefs, but embracing them. If you can't allow the dark to exist, you can't allow the light. The path forward requires compassion for yourself. Without vision, we remain stuck in what we know. A true vision lives inside you, pulling you forward even on your worst days. Most people miss this. The how appears only on a need-to-know basis, requiring blind faith. By committing to your vision daily and walking through fears, it unfolds more grandly than imagined. Our job is aligning our personalities with our souls through intentions of harmony and reverence for life. When overwhelmed, go inside yourself first. This creates a gap between impulse and action where you inject consciousness and choose intentionally, acting from love rather than reacting from fear. Life isn't a train where you choose a destination and arrive predictably. It's a sailboat requiring daily adjustments to changing winds. Dismissing your present life because you haven't found your great purpose wastes precious days. Widespread exhaustion comes from pretending. When you discover where you truly fit and function from authenticity, you stop wrestling with life. Creative flow, the hum, is a mental frequency where work shifts from exertion to exaltation. You lose track of time, experience endless joy, and feel you could continue forever. Musicians describe becoming one with the music, inserting themselves as just another instrument. The key is practicing when no one's watching, getting comfortable with your craft so that when you step on stage, you're fully prepared. You are already enough, simply because you exist. Challenges drive growth. Human evolution moves two steps forward, one step back. From a higher perspective, crises are necessary. Systems must break down for breakthroughs to emerge. After unimaginable tragedy, one leader remembered his mother's wisdom. Out of everything horrible, something good will come if you look hard enough. This isn't toxic positivity. It's recognizing that untransformed suffering transmits to others, while transformed suffering expands the self. Fame, wealth, perfect relationships, none heal our brokenness. The key is learning to be comfortable with pain as an indication rather than something to escape. Sometimes we must rewrite our story. We cling to old ideas about who we should be, even when they no longer serve us. Changing yourself can disrupt relationships. We develop patterns with others, the dysfunctional one or the one in control, and when we shift those patterns, it forces others to question their behavior, creating resistance to our growth. Aging becomes a privilege when you're doing meaningful work. Success is a continuous journey of climbing mountains rather than reaching a final peak. Each achievement reveals another mountain, teaching humility along the way. Your life testifies to belief's power. Wanting something makes achieving it possible. Measure success not by wealth or fame, but by how many stones you catch, how often you help those who need it. While most flee problems, running toward them brings redemption. Balance power dynamics simply. If you're more powerful, listen as much as you talk. If less powerful, talk as much as you listen. Deep listening means helping others empty their hearts and suffer less. Even when someone speaks with wrong perceptions or bitterness, compassionate listening continues without correction. 1 hour can bring transformation. Social change doesn't require majority agreement initially. Abolition and women's suffrage began with small groups considered radical. Never give up. Push forward for future generations. Modern communities lack true connection, leaving us lonely among strangers. Suffering is separation, disconnection manifesting as addiction and depression. Letting go of pursuing what we don't need frees energy to appreciate what we have. Life's purpose is mastery of emotions, finances, relationships, and consciousness. Material achievements can be lost, but mastery and who you've become remain. People sleepwalk through life following cultural orders rather than finding meaning through giving and creativity. A grieving mother shared her son's final words. "Oh, Mom, it is all so simple. You already have the power. Stop searching and start living."